said Deborah Claridge, and her struggle to be paid the money that she was owed by her employer. She had called an HM Revenue and Customs hotline back in 2012 to complain that the care company she worked for wasn't paying her the minimum wage. That's the legal requirement, of course. Well, HMRC agreed that she was owed some pay, yet 26 months on from her initial phone call, her case had still not been resolved. Well, finally, there has been a development. Zoe Conway's with me, and a positive one from her point of view, Zoe?
It is positive. Deborah's employer, Complete Link Limited, has just been informed that they owe Deborah £851.13 in arrears for non-payment of the minimum wage, and that covers the 17 months that she spent working for them as a carer. She's obviously happy about that, but what she's upset about is that none of the other carers she was working with have had their pay investigated. I met Deborah along with two other carers who used to work for the company, Alison Richardson and Michelle Lees, to have a chat about it. We met in Alison's house in King Swinford in the West Midlands. Deborah, how do you feel now that finally he's been presented with that bill?
I'm happy that I've finally got a figure of 851 after 27 months. But clearly, my campaign has not just been solely about me. It's been about all the other care workers. Every day, they're out there working hard, caring after the elderly. And then these companies steal from them.
Alison, do you think other carers at the company are owed arrears like Deborah?
I do, yes.
Have you ever worked out what you were being paid?
Roughly just over £4 an hour.
How can that be?
Because if you work, say, 6 hours, two of it could be travel time. So basically you're only getting paid for 4 hours.
And has HMRC ever contacted you to find out about your pay? Because you were there at the same time as Deborah.
No, never been contacted at all.
What do you make of that?
Disgusting. I think they should have contacted us all.
Why do you think, though, that other carers haven't gone public and complained to HMRC?
They're all frightened of losing their jobs. And there's a lot like us, like Michelle and myself, that are sort of mid-50s on our own. You can't afford to be out of work, can you?
Michelle, do you think you're owed arrears?
Well, in the short time I was there, then yes, I probably do.
What do you make of the fact that HMRC haven't contacted you? They haven't, have they? I mean,
no.
Has anyone been contacted?
No.
Have you been making inquiries, Alison?
Yeah, I've been asking some of the people that still work there, and as far as they can find, there's nobody's been contacted.
Deborah, given your experience, what do you now make of the government's claims that they are going to proactively investigate big care companies?
Basically, I'll believe it when it happens, because I've got no confidence in HMRC whatsoever.
So the government are saying that they are being much more proactive. They've targeted 6 of the biggest care companies in the market, and that means that when those investigations are completed, they'll have scrutinised the pay arrangements, they say, of around 20% of the care sector workforce. But campaign groups like the Resolution Foundation and the Union Unison are still concerned by what they see as a lack of urgency. And this is why I think Deborah's case is significant. How is it that HMRC decided back in 2013 that there were discrepancies in Deborah's pay, and yet they haven't investigated the pay of any of the other carers working there?
Zoe Conway, thank you. The time is now 7:25, and Gary has